let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America, talking about the book Does Lightning Strike Twice by Regina Price, along with Bob Repold, who is the co-author on the book. The book is funny, a tantalizing, fast-paced combination of wit and stylish entertainment. Each chapter is an adventure with two very famous men who Regina became friends with. The celebrities are fun-loving, regular guys. Every thought is a challenge of the imagination. It takes the reader and makes them want to read more just out of sheer curiosity and interest. The critically acclaimed book Does Lightning Strike Twice by Regina Price, along with her co-author Bob Repold. Regina, Bob, welcome to the program. It's great to have you with us.
Yes, how are you today?
I am doing fine.
Thank you. Thank you.
I am looking forward to having you with us. So much to talk about in the book. And let's talk about, first of all, why you decided to write about the book. I'm curious about the format of the book as well. But first of all, the why. Why did you decide to write When Lightning Strikes Twice?
Well, I was a New York lawyer, and my husband had passed away, and I needed something to do.
Okay.
And I decided I would write.
And the end result of this is the book Does Lightning Strike Twice. Once you decided that you were going to write, how did you decide on this particular book, and how long did it take you to write Does Lightning Strike Twice?
Oh, not long at all. It just went zippity-zip.
Interesting. Interesting. If that's true, that's great. So this book was like an inspiration to you then. Once you started, it sort of, did it write itself once you got going?
Yes, it really did. Yeah.
And the book, by the way, available at Amazon. If you go to our website, thisweekinamerica.us, you can link on, get information on Regina's book. With us, Regina Price, Bob Repold, who co-author on the book. What were some of the challenges in doing this when you started out doing it, your first book? Any challenges?
Not really. It just went right along. And it was fun. That was it. The whole thing was fun.
Well, and I can tell that you had a good time in writing this book. The book is titled Does Lightning Strike Twice? You'll find it, of course, at Amazon. Talk about the title of the book. I love that. Does Lightning Strike Twice? How did you come up with that title?
Bob came up with that.
Yeah. I'll take over on this one.
Okay, Bob, yeah. It's for you.
That was not the original title. She wanted the title was Muscles. But I didn't like the idea of muscles. So, and the epilogue of the book went into the lightning strikes. So I designed the cover, and it was my idea to have it as lightning strike twice. And I decided to, in fact, I found this manuscript in a drawer. She had forgotten all about it. And I read it. It was so well written. I couldn't help myself. I couldn't put it down, and I just had to have it published. It's really entertaining.
Well, yeah, and the reviews will say that, how much readers enjoy this book. Regina, when you were approached by Bob and it's like, let's go ahead and publish this book, what were your thoughts on publishing this book so many years after you wrote it?
Oh, I thought it was wonderful. Yeah, Yes, there was a time difference, but I love the idea. I think it worked out very well.
Well, it did. This is sort of timeless, the stories that you have in the book. And let's talk about how you went about writing the book. I talked about the fact it's funny, it's fast-paced, a combination of wit and entertainment. Talk about the book, the way the book is written, and how much fun obviously it was for you to put this book together.
Oh, I loved it.
Well, it sounds like it, and you still do in enjoying it. Bob, when you read it, what were your thoughts when you read the book? Were you expecting something like this?
No, I was technically, I was shocked about how well written it was on somebody that had never written a book before. She was a brilliant lawyer, had a brilliant mind, but that had nothing to do with being an author. That's two different realms of expertise. And she just, I was just flabbergasted about how well it was written, and it was entertaining. It was funny. There were parts of it that were actually hilarious to me. But no, it's just a fun read. I know if somebody, when if they started and the chapters aren't long, and the book isn't 5,000 pages long, which doesn't take you that much to read.
Yes.
But you go from chapter to chapter, and you want to read more. It's so interesting.
Well, it's been described as one of those books as, you know, like, I think they call it a page turner, where once you get started, it's like, okay, it's now 11:30 in the evening. I've got a big day tomorrow. I should stop reading this book, but just one more chapter, and that leads to another chapter. And all of a sudden it's 2 a.m. and you're laughing so hard you can't get back to sleep. The book is excellently written by Regina Price, our guest on the program, the co-author Bob Rappold. The book is called Does Lightning Strike Twice? It's available at Amazon. You can link on directly by going to our website, This Week in America. Regina, when you went to write the book, talk about two celebrities, fictional characters alongside Molly. Talk about how you set this up in your mind as you were laying out the scenario and then writing the story. How did this all come about for you?
I didn't have to think about it. I just did it. You know, I didn't plan it out. I just thought this would be very entertaining and fun. That's the idea, fun.
Well, it is, as I talked about. And then I mentioned the protagonist, Molly. Is there some of you in Molly? Is Molly, the main character, based something on your personality?
Yes, I think so.
Yes.
And Bob, when you read that, did you read Molly and go, okay, that's Regina. I think she's got a little bit of herself in that character. Was that evident when you read the book?
Oh, yes, because, see, Jane had three children that two were expert. They got into Princeton on a scholarship for hockey.
Interesting.
And she had three children that actually got in Princeton, but two of them for a hockey scholarship. The other one was a brainiac like she was and became a lawyer also. So it was Molly is very close to what Regina Price is.
Regina Price is the author, Bob Rappold, the co-author of the book, Does Lightning Strike Twice? Mentioned it's available, of course, at Amazon. Information there. You can order the book as well. And you can also link on directly by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Regina, did you have as much fun being a lawyer as you did as you when you were writing this book? I can tell the joy, the enjoyment you got out of writing this book. Was being a lawyer that much fun?
I did enjoy being a lawyer, except for the time when, you know, I did all different kinds of legal stuff. But I had one guy who I had some criminals that I was defending, and one of them brought seven of his criminal friends to my apartment.
Interesting.
Which I, oh yeah, I didn't open the door. I just looked out.
Good move.
I figured I'm not taking care of the criminals anymore. They got to find somebody else.
If they're homeless, that's fine. They ain't coming here, and I don't blame you. It's like filming an episode of The Sopranos out in your hallway there with all these people trying to get in. You have to draw the line somewhere, and
it was scary.
Yes, I can believe that. So you go
I put the tables up against the door.
Well, you got to make a movie out of that because I'm visualizing this as you're talking and actually going through that. So writing is a whole lot easier when you do it in your mind and you've got this whole world that you've created. You do so well in writing and you enjoy it so much. Have you been a reader all of your life? Did you ever think about actually writing until you got to this point?
No, I didn't think of it really. I just read everybody else's stuff, you know.
Yes. Well, who do you read?
It never occurred to me until recently.
Who do you read? Your nightstand. Whose books do you have on there that you like to read?
I read everything. Everything I can get my hands on, I read it.
Interesting. So it doesn't really make any difference the genre. It sounds like you're open to just about anything that's an entertaining and informative read.
Yes. Oh, yes. Definitely.
Now, since you
enjoy
this,
I can read all day if it's good.
Well, yeah. And we talk about the fact that this has been fun for you even to talk about after the fact. Bob was impressed when he read it for the first time and said this had to be published. Are you working on other books?
No, not right now. I'm thinking about it, but I'm not working on one right now.
Okay. And Bob, is that something that you will encourage at some point with her talent to get her back there and getting another book ready?
Well, we were thinking about a sequel to the one we have. There were some thoughts on it, but we're still kind of into the writing of the publishing and the marketing of this book. We want to see what's going on first.
Well, yeah, it's interesting because you write the book and then you've got to get involved in having it published. And talk about that to either one of you, Regina or Bob, the publicizing the book and then, well, first of all, having it published and then getting out there and publicizing it. What has that been like, getting the book published and then obviously being able to talk about it, which has to be, again, another source of enjoyment for both of you?
Yeah. Well, the biggest problem is, I mean, you publish a book, you have the book, but you still have to market the book.
Yes.
You have to let people know it's out there to buy. I mean, you can have a book sitting in your living room or anything, but if people don't know you have it to buy and to read it, what good is it? So the marketing is extremely important.
Well, and here's your opportunity to talk to people about the book. The book is Does Lightning Strike Twice? Regina Price is the author. Bob Repold is the co-author with us on the program. Book at Amazon. You can link on by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Who is the book designed for, and why would somebody enjoy this book?
I think it's kind of, there's parts of it that are funny. I don't know what else.
Yeah. Well, there's a part where there's an episode where she's kidnapped and almost murdered.
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to laugh at that. Well, yes, that would be fascinating.
Yeah.
That was interesting. And how someone, when she met the celebrities, it was so funny how she got to meet him was another story in itself. It was kind of funny.
That was the idea.
I don't want to divulge it, but to read the book and find out.
Yeah, I'm just going to say,
so friendly with them, it is. It's really, really funny.
And that's the idea. Funny.
Yep. And sort of a nice diversion from everyday life. Turn off the news a little bit, put the newspaper down for a while if you still have a newspaper, and then pick up the book and laugh a little bit. It puts everything back in perspective. Regina, talk about this fascination with celebrities. Are there some favorites that you have?
Well, I did have two, Sylvester Stallone. I had a couple that I was thinking about.
Yes.
But I haven't decided on anything yet.
Okay. Bob, a couple minutes left in the program. We mentioned the being able to market it and get the word out there and get people interested in the book. If you had to 5, 6, 7 words, just a brief sentence to sell the book to the people out there, to let them know what the book's about, how would you put that sentence together?
Let's see. On the main thing is that there's like five words that describe the book.
Yes,
but it's actually just funny, entertaining, witty, curious, and challenging. All wrapped up in one.
Well, that's good. And that didn't even take a whole paragraph to put all of that together. And you have my attention with the book, Does Lightning Strike Twice? Bob, what has this experience been like for you? I don't know what your background is. Did you have any writing background, any publishing background? What's this been like?
I was in publishing, but how can I put it? I was in marketing.
Okay.
I had a lot of experience in marketing. And let's see what else. That about covered it.
Well, yes. So when you see something that you think has a market out there, you're aware of it because you've spent some of your professional life doing that. So obviously, when you saw this manuscript that had been buried for a number of years, you thought this had potential, didn't you?
Definitely.
Yes.
I mean, I actually even said on the back chapter. Back at a cover, and it just came to me that each chapter was an adventure of two famous men who she became friends with, and the celebrities are fun, loving, regular guys, and every thought is a challenge of the imagination, and it makes the reader want to read more out of sheer curiosity and interest. It just came to me like that. I don't know why, but it was so interesting, the book. I didn't know when to quit reading it.
Well, I think it came to you because that was truthful. That really sort of captures the essence of the book, Does Lightning Strike Twice? Just about out of time. Regina, what has this experience been like for you to write the book? Obviously enjoyed writing it, enjoying talking about the book. And the fact that this idea, not that long ago, all of a sudden you're picking up a book that's got your name on it, your story in it. How much fun has this been, this period of your life in writing the book?
What was the last question?
What has this been like for you? This is, you know, it was a dream. You decide mm-hmm. to do this. Suddenly you're a published author. You've got a copy of your book in your hand. It's got your name on it. It's got your words in it. How much fun has this been for you, actually having a book published and people enjoying it?
I love it.
That pretty well sums it up, doesn't
Obviously.
It? Yes. I love it. Put that with the laughter, and it's like, okay, Regina, I think, is having the time of her life. It's just like you will have as you're reading the book. Bob summed it up very well. The book is Does Lightning Strike Twice? Regina Price and co-author Bob Repold. Bob spells his name R-A-P-P-O-L-D, Regina Price. If you Googled that, the book is Does Lightning Strike Twice? Of course, you'll find it at Amazon, be able to order it, get information there as well. And if you go to our website, thisweekinamerica.us, you can link on directly to information on Regina's book. Regina, Bob, it's been a pleasure having both of you on the program. Your excitement about the book is contagious. I think a lot of people will be reading and enjoying and losing some sleep for the first couple of nights as they're reading, staying up late reading, Does Lightning Strike Twice? Thank you both for being with us on the program.
Thank you.
Thank you.
It has been our pleasure. Regina Price, Bob Repold, authors of Does Lightning Strike Twice? It's available at Amazon. Information at our website, thisweekinamerica.us. And we're back on today's program right after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.